כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
עטיף זכו בנדיבים, חצי רוחוי. ישוב ועד מוסוי. We're up to the next פסוק. חצי רוחוי, יושב ועד מוסוי, ביום ההוא עבדו אשתוינו יסוף. This, like he's saying, the first... of the halukas we say after Ashrei is the haluka of building our bitochen. The beginning was Hali Nashis Hashem, recognizing everything I have is from Hashem. The oid, the extras that Hashem is constantly giving me, and that's the one I should rely on, because he gives me much more than I even ask or even think of, even I dream of. And on the other hand, don't make the mistake of sometimes you look like a powerful person, a wealthy person, and then we put all our effort in to be, try to get on good terms with them, to do things, so we get things out of him. But that's the notice means that Atma is nothing. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teitze Yeruchoy. There's a measure that says it's like there's a big balloon in the shape of a monster or something, and people far away were terrified from it. So someone came close to it and gave it a little prick and the whole thing popped. And there was so there was nothing there. That every human being is ruchoy. The thing that keeps them alive and going is that there's ruach inside of his lungs, inside of his body that keeps him alive. And that's in every human being is in some ways like that balloon. That externally, some people are very powerful and very influential, but it's nothing. It's just a bunch of ruach inside of them. The second Hashem takes away that ruach, there's nothing left. All his plans and tactics and everything that he worked on in the course of his life just disappeared like a story that somebody came to Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Rashi of Zechut Tzadik Yivroch, and said, I'm so wealthy that there's no way I could lose my wealth just in a year or two. And the Rashi answered him, you could lose all your wealth in 1 second. I thought his wealth could take you away from the wealth. So, this is a general thing in life, that externally, without thinking a lot, we put our faith in all the physical things in the world, and all the different figures that interact in our lives, and we're overly concerned sometimes that when this person comes into power, the other person comes into power. And the right way to go through life is, he's not going to make me, and he's not going to break me. The thing that makes me and breaks me is because it's vocal. And that takes away so much unnecessary anxiety and concern, frustration that people have in life because expecting so many things from this one and the other one and hoping that this one's going to be the one who's going to bring them the Haftola and the other one bring them the Haftola. Okay, realizing that we don't have to put any retoken in these. Come on, we have to be in good terms with everybody. And part of Ishtabas is interacting with people that can be beneficial. Or you can do businesses or whatever you can do with them in a proper fashion. But that's part of the way Hashem set the world. Set up the world is whatever interactions. But the reality of life, the reality of the thing that we really rely on is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said in the past, in the beginning of the Nizmah, the way we get to that is to pay more attention. How much Hashem is doing for us without us even asking, without us even thinking, without us even doing His will. And the more we pay attention to what's happening in our lives, the reality, then we'll have more bitachon Hashem. And the more bitachon Hashem, Baruch HaGever Hashem Yiftach Hashem, V'hoi Hashem Yiftachoi. The person has bitachon Hashem, relies on Hashem, Hashem becomes, puts himself closer to this person, gives him bigger tiyat v'shanayi. Mishmi Zeicha, they open the chatzis every morning and continue through the day with that. Those good spirits and the feeling of confidence that we are with our Kadosh Baruch Hu.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון. 03-617-1111